Section 12, testing your blood glucose. Before you start to test your blood, please make sure you have all items needed to do the test, including the blood glucose meter, test strips, lancing device, and a sterile lancet. Never share a lancet or lancing device with others and always use new lancet for penetration. Please note that this system provides for alternative site testing. If you want to test blood glucose from a site other than a fingertip, please listen to Section 20 for details. Please wash and dry your hands thoroughly before starting the testing procedure. Step 1. Prepare the lancing device for testing. Hold the center section of the lancing device in one hand while the other hand holds the cap of the lancing device. Screw the cap off until the two sections come apart. Inside the middle of the longer section of the lancing device is a plastic lancet holder. Insert a lancet into the lancet holder and push down firmly until it is firmly in place. Then twist the protective cap until it separates from the lancet. Finally, replace the cap by screwing it back on the lancing device. Hold the lancing device by the middle section with the two indentations between your thumb and forefinger. Twist the adjustable tip in either direction until the desired depth setting is reached. Settings number 1 and 2 are for soft or thin skin. Number 3 is for average skin. Number 4 and 5 are for thick or calloused skin. Hold the adjustable tip in one hand and pull the ejection cocking control back with the other hand until you hear a click. If it does not click, the device may have been cocked when the lancet was inserted. The lancing device is now ready for use. Set the lancing device aside and proceed to the next step for blood glucose testing. Step 2. Insert a test strip into the meter. For directions on correct test strip insertion, please check Section 6. The meter will play welcome music and the meter will then say, "Thank you for using this product. Please relax during measurement." Then the meter will announce room temperature. Next, the meter will say, "Please apply blood into the test strip." Step 3. Using clean hands, hold the lancing device firmly against the side of your finger. Press the release button. You will hear a click indicating that the skin has been punctured. We suggest discarding the first drop of blood with a clean tissue paper or cotton since the first drop may contain tissue fluid and serum and may affect the test result. Please use the second drop of blood for testing. You may gently squeeze the punctured area to obtain blood. Please be careful that you do not squeeze too hard to prevent getting a smeared sample. Step 4. Move your finger with a drop of blood on it towards the absorbent hole of the test strip. The blood will be quickly absorbed by the test strip. Step 5. After 6 seconds, you will hear a voice message saying, "The blood glucose is," and your blood glucose level as a number, in millimoles per liter. This reading is automatically stored in the meter's memory. For instructions on how to read the glucose reading, please go to Section 14. Step 6. After you finish the test, you can take out the used strip by removing the strip directly with your hand. After removing the used strip, the ending music will play and then the meter turns off. Step 7. Carefully remove the lancet from the lancing device. Discard the used lancet and the used test strip according to your local regulations. Attention! The following is important information to remember when testing your blood glucose. Please choose a different spot each time you test. Repeated punctures in the same spot may cause soreness and calluses. If you do not apply a blood sample to the test strip within 3 minutes, the meter will turn off. You must remove the test strip and reinsert the strip to start the test procedure. If you have trouble filling the test strip, please call your local agent for help.